Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So Avengers Infinity War, you hear about this movie? Yeah, it's a little thing playing over it. I don't know, 2-3 shows. I gotta tell you, this is the biggest movie of all time. The biggest global opening of all time over the weekend. The whole world came together to watch half the universe get turned to dust. It's the culmination of 10 years, 18 movies, multiple post-credit teases, and over 30 characters. And just about everybody in the Avengers universe is here. I gotta tell you, they should sell scorecards outside the show to keep it all straight. See, but they gotta band together to take on his Thanos character. He's the Mad Titan. They've been teasing this guy at the end of movies for years. And his bid to collect all of the Infinity Stones, which I guess he can then redeem for valuable prizes like all the power in the universe, is the reason that all these Avengers are here. Even Avengers who ain't even Avengers are here, like the whole Guardians of the Galaxy crew and Rubber Band Man too. I mean, a song by the Spinners, when the Guardians show up, that's what they're playing. But all of these characters, they make the movie move along, and what you think would be a mind and butt numbing 2.5 hours of superhero action turns out to be exciting, fun, and really entertaining, and it's pretty funny, too. I mean, just to see all of these guys, all of these superheroes organized into these little groups is fun. You get Iron Man, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange. They're teamed up with Quill. And then you got Groot and Rocket. They're off with Thor. You got Captain America looking like a bearded hipster. He shows up with Scarlett Johansson looking fantastic. Plus Bucky, War Machine, Falcon, Vision of Scarlet Witch, and just off their own billion-dollar movie, Black Panther, and all of the Wakandians are here. And Josh Brolin as Thanos, this guy is great. He's menacing. He's huge. I mean, he makes Hulk look like Peter Dinklage, who also happens to be in this movie. But nobody is safe from Thanos. But what you get is an amazing free-for-all with epic battles in space in New York and the biggest one in Wakanda in the final battle. That is really nuts, which in no way do I believe is the final battle. I mean, you probably have heard something about this movie and what goes on. I would love to discuss it with you, but I will not. There is a lot to unpack. But just remember, part two of this is next year, so believe what you will, but I ain't buying that anything that happens in this movie is written in stone, Infinity or otherwise. But you should go see this movie. You really should. Get with the culture, would you? And if you want to hear some of my other reviews, those are at 93XRT.com. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.